And we turn now to NPR's Kelly McEvers. She's monitoring the news out of Syria from neighboring Lebanon, and she has the stories of two Syrians living in Beirut. Both insist the more violence is used against civilians in Syria, the less people will support the regime of Bashar al-Assad.
Ahmed is 30 years old. He studies political science here in Beirut. Ahmed isn't his real name. He comes from a large and prominent Sunni family living mostly in Damascus and Syria's second city, Aleppo. That family once opposed the ruling party, was exiled from Syria, and then went back. The deal was, conduct your business, but don't get involved in politics. This is how Ahmed describes his family today.
We still have land, we're landowners, so we're better off than other Syrians. We're quiet.
So quiet that when Ahmed started posting news of the protests and crackdowns to his Twitter feed and Facebook page, his relatives were angry.
You're getting us in trouble. We don't want any part of this, so please quit your activities.
Ahmed didn't want to quit, so he just changed his name online. Then, as the violence against protesters increased, the family started coming around. First, it was the young cousins who began to question Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
They've gotten to the point where they don't believe that Bashar can deliver on the reforms. They're not quite saying, okay, guys, we got to do something. They're just saying that, okay, you got to see this. You got to know what's going on.
And slowly, the older generation joined in too.
They're not very computer friendly, so you won't expect much from them. They haven't turned to activism yet. They won't go to the protests.
But they have stopped watching state TV, and they're now watching Al Jazeera, which is usually more favorable to protesters. Then on Monday, Syrian tanks rolled into the town of Daraa, killing at least 20 people. That's when Ahmed's mother, who's in her late 60s, snapped.
She came out and she said, okay, Bashar is not a reformer. He's a brutal murderer. I can't support him anymore.
Ahmed's still not sure what his mother and her generation are going to do with this anger. Mohammed is 22 years old. He's also a student here in Beirut. He's from a middle-class Sunni family in Damascus. Mohammed's not his real name either. He says debates between pro-Assad Syrians and anti-Assad Syrians here in Beirut are getting heated, and this makes him nervous. He says Syria is a country where the regime holds a lot of competing factions together.
I think it's a critical point for Syria now. If the regime fell down, I don't think it's the benefit of anyone. There are millions and millions of sects and many families, big families, who want the country to be theirs.
If the regime falls, he says, these groups will start fighting for what they want. Mohammed says he's not willing to protest right now. Like many Syrians, he says he prefers stability to freedom. But he says the more the regime uses violence, like in Daraa, the less stability there will be, and the less likely it is that the regime will maintain mass support.
I know for sure that there are some people in Syria, once blood is spilled, it will never be stopped. I know that for sure. No, you know the revenge thing? No, it's in their blood. It's something family stuff.
He says if the violence reaches Damascus, which so far has remained quiet amid a major deployment of security forces, then the masses could strike back.
Violence will lead you to a point where you can't handle it anymore. They're going to do with violence. Go with violence. Go with the flow. I would go with the flow because I'm not going to be sitting at home while tanks are going under my home, you know?
The question now is whether the crackdown will go that far, whether it will bring a majority of people into the streets like they did in Egypt. Mohammed and Ahmed say this coming Friday will be another definitive day. Definitive in which direction, they do not know. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Beirut.